Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sadio Mané ble historisk, og en skadet spiller vil bli klar til helgens kamp mot Brentford. Her pausepraten mandag 20. september ved Mari Lunde. Liverpool tok imot Crystal Palace på Anfield lørdag ettermiddag. Der fikk Ibrahima Konaté sin debut I det som var en helt ny forsvarslinje bestående av James Milner, Virgil van Dijk, Konaté og Kostas Tsimikas. Andy Robertson fikk hvile, og Trent Alexander-Arnold var syk. Det ble en fin debut for Konaté da Liverpool tok alle tre poengene, skåret tre mål, og den alternative forsvarslinja hjalp til med å holde buret rent foran en Alisson Becker I knallform. Dette sa Klopp etter kampen.
I told the boys after the game, this was one of the most hard-fought 3-0 I ever saw. They had to give absolutely everything. And so I'm really pleased, because when you're Liverpool, you win football games from time to time. Most of the, when you win, usually you are really good or brilliant. Today we were not brilliant, but we're good, and we accepted the battle Crystal Palace was here for. And that's why I'm really happy about the result, really happy about the performance.
Sadio Mané scored Liverpools første mål, og dermed ble han historisk. Senegaleseren scored sitt 100. mål for Liverpool etter 224 kamper. 77 av målene har kommet I Premier League. Med målet mot Palace gjorde han noe ingen andre Premier League-spillere har klart før ham. Han har nemlig scored 9 ganger på rad mot samme motstander. Også Mohamed Salah noterte nettkjenning. Det var hans 130. mål for Liverpool I alle turneringer, og med det har han tatt seg inn på lista over Liverpools topp 10 målskårere gjennom tidene. Ian Rush topper den lista med 346 mål, og det spørs om han klarer å ta seg forbi han. Men det ikke utenkelig at egypteren klarer å klatre noen plasser hvis han blir I Liverpool noen sesonger til. Harry Chambers på 9. plass med 151 mål, og Michael Owen på 8. plass med 158 mål. Kenny Dalglish har 7. plassen med 172 mål. Naby Keita skåret Liverpools 3. mål på en herlig volley fra 20 meter. Det var Keitas første mål siden han skåret I 5-3-seieren over Chelsea på tampen av 2019-2020-sesongen. På tirsdag venter Norwich I sesongens første ligacupkamp for Liverpools del, og I den forbindelse ble det holdt pressekonferanse I dag. Dit ble assistent Pep Linders sendt som stedfortreder for Jørgen Klopp. Det ingen dårlig erstatter, og Linders hadde som vanlig mye å prate om. Ligacupen en turnering som mange hevder at Klopp og Co. ikke direkte prioriterer, og Linders hadde dette å si om turneringen og hvordan Liverpool skal håndtere den denne sesongen.
If you think about team selection, you have to understand our way. So we want to compete in a certain style with a certain style of football. We want to press. We want to be offensively. We really want to be dominant in terms of to control the game. What I'm trying to say is that if you want to play like this, if you want to compete like this, you need fresh legs, fresh minds, fresh lungs. You need energizers on the pitch, and that's what we try to do, bringing new players who can energize the others, because we play each 3 days. So understanding team selection, you need to understand our way. So How I said before, it's for us, it's an important competition, but despite what people are saying, one, because we want to introduce new talents. Second, we have this group of players inside our building who want so much, but to become proper legends, they are legends, but become proper legends, you need national cups as well. So we want to attack them. And we really look forward to this. The last three, if you look back the last 3 years in the cup, in this League Cup, it was Chelsea 3 years ago. It was 2 years ago we won the World Cup for teams in Qatar, so we couldn't play it. And last year we played against Arsenal and lost on penalties. So you play against two really good teams. Yeah, you need to be lucky as well with the draw. And against Arsenal, we created chance after chance, and in the end it became penalties. So that has nothing to say with how we respect this cup. Yeah.
Linders lettet litt på sløret angående laguttaket og kunne bekrefte at Curtis Jones vil starte kampen da det blir hans kamp nummer 50. Han bekrefter også at Quevin Callagher vil starte I mål. Det eneste skåret I gleden etter seieren over Crystal Palace var at Thiago Alcantara måtte byttes ut etter en times spill etter å ha kjent smerter I leggen. Pep Linders fortalte til LiverpoolFC.com at det snakk om en leggskade, og at de ikke vet hvor lenge han vil være ute, men at kampene denne uka mot Norwich tirsdag og Brentford lørdag for tidlig. Roberto Firmino vil på sin side være tilbake I normal trening I dag og bli klar til Brentford-kampen lørdag. Trent Alexander-Arnold vil også gå glipp av Norwich-kampen etter å ha vært syk denne helgen. Heller ikke Nico Williams vil være klar til kampen I morgen, selv om det går fremover med hans skade. Du har lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. For flere Liverpool-nyheter kan du besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.